The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Imagine you wake up, look out your window, and your street is crawling with federal agents. The mayor is on live TV telling people to call 911 if they see masked officers outside their doors. And at the very same time, the president is threatening to arrest any local officials who get in the federal agent's way. This isn't a movie. This is happening right now. And the story behind it is even bigger than the headlines. A $1 billion fraud scandal, terror funding allegations, and the Department of Homeland Security secretary claiming half the visas in Minnesota are all fraudulent. And at its center, a lone congresswoman from Somalia whose days in political power appear to be coming to a decisive end. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, enjoying yet another wonderful day in the glorious golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It's happening. The Trump administration has directed ICE to launch an intensive enforcement operation in Minnesota's Twin Cities, specifically targeting illegal Somali immigrants, with a focus on those who already have final deportation orders. According to leaked details, roughly 100 federal agents and strike teams are being deployed from around the country to Minneapolis, St. Paul, precisely for this mission. At the same time, President Trump is doubling down on his reverse migration efforts across the country, but most particularly in Minnesota. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, he blasted both ultra-repulsive Representative Ilhan Omar and the Somali migrants who put her into power.
I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other. And we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country.
Now, while the woke legacy media is having a politically correct panic attack over those comments, they just so happen to be perhaps the single most popular words Trump has ever spoken. Politically, what he just said there at that cabinet meeting was a home run, if not a grand slam. Rich Barris of Big Data Polling found that among likely voters, Trump's mass deportation efforts are garnering 57% support. That's a plus 24 margin. We just don't see policies this popular anymore. So what Trump just said there is enormously popular, and it even shot GOP enthusiasm up 8 points. Mark Mitchell at Rasmussen found even more popular, 66% support among likely voters. Again, let that hit you. Nearly 70% support. Even the latest New York Times poll is showing 63% support for deporting all, not some or most, all illegal migrants who entered the United States in the past 4 years. 55% support deporting every single illegal migrant without exception. So when the legacy media has their politically correct panic attacks over what President Trump just said there, the vast majority, I mean, again, we're talking literally the vast majority of the country turns them off. They want nothing to do with that ridiculous, absurd, woke virtue signaling. That's literally convincing no one except the legacy media's rapidly dwindling audience. Now, as we've been reporting on this channel for the last several days, Minnesota has been rocked by one of the biggest pandemic fraud scandals in American history. The Feeding Our Future case alone saw more than a quarter of $1 billion in federal child nutrition money stolen through fake meal claims, shell nonprofits, forged rosters of, quote, kids who never even existed. Federal prosecutors say more than 70 defendants have been charged thus far, many tied to nonprofits and businesses in the Minneapolis Somali community. One man alone was ordered to pay nearly $50 million in restitution after being convicted in the scheme. The Justice Department says the conspirators claimed to serve tens of thousands of meals per day, filed completely fake paperwork, and laundered the money in the luxury homes, cars, and overseas transfers. But now it gets darker. The U.S. Treasury Department, under Secretary Scott Bessent, has opened a probe into whether Minnesota welfare and aid money, make that clear, taxpayer money, was funneled all the way to Al-Shabaab, which is a Somali terror group linked with Al-Qaeda. House Oversight Chair James Comer is investigating Democrat Governor Tim Walz's handling of nearly $1 billion in alleged fraud and says whistleblowers were punished instead of protected. Even legacy media outlets admit this. Minnesota has become a hub of corruption. They've become a hub of fraud schemes centered on social services with dozens, and again, note that, dozens of cases involving East African or Somali defendants. So when Trump says Minnesota's been ripped off by Somalis and calls out corruption on Walz's watch, he's not talking about one or two bad actors. He's pointing at an entire political machine that looked the other way while taxpayers were being looted. And if you can believe it, it gets even worse. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem just dropped an absolute bombshell. Wait until you see this. But first, did you know that U.S. life expectancy peaked at 78 years back in 2014? And global life expectancy is declining for the first time in 30 years because people are aging faster than ever before. And that's largely due to more toxins in the air, chemicals in our soil and food, and other external factors that are new to us. What most people don't know is that we can actually fight aging on a cellular level. Scientists have discovered that kimchi actually slows the aging process of human cells, helping to protect them and delay aging. The power of nature can outweigh the power of pharmaceuticals without the nasty side effects. And now you can get all the benefits of kimchi in a simple capsule with Kimchi One. I take Kimchi One every single day. I absolutely love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains plus antioxidants and enzymes that support your digestion, metabolism, and skin health from the inside out. As we age, we become more susceptible to microbial threats, harmful viruses and bacteria. But the beauty is that Kimchi One is a natural antimicrobial, helping your body fight off harmful bacteria, viruses, and even toxins while boosting immunity and energy. Best of all, Kimchi One is 100% made in America. It's all natural and non-GMO. So do what I do. Support your gut, protect your cells, and feel younger every single day with Kimchi One from Brightcore. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order. Or for an even better deal, give them a call. My friends at Brightcore would love to chat with you. They're going to give you up to 50% off if you call them, and they'll even give you free shipping. How's that? Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. Remember, if you call them, you get 50% off plus free shipping. That's 888-597-0233. In a stunning development, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem dropped a grenade in yesterday's cabinet meeting.
You told me to look into Minnesota and their fraud on visas and their programs. 50% of them are fraudulent, which means that that wacko Governor Walz either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir. He brought people in there illegally that never should have been in this country, said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else. Fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and we're going to remove them and we're going to get our money back.
50%. You heard that right. 50% of Minnesota's visas and related programs are frauds. 50%. People are lying their way into this country. They're gaming the visa system. They're faking marriages, even allegedly marrying their brothers to stay on benefits. And of course, Governor Walz, he's looking the other way, man. Governor Happy Hands, right? He's either an idiot or he did it on purpose. But of course, Kristi Noem goes with both, right? Now, connect the dots in all of this. Massive fraud in welfare and food programs. Serious allegations of money reaching terror networks. A DHS chief saying half the visas in one state are bogus. And to add insult to injury, who do these people vote for to represent them? The single most repulsive member of Congress, Ilhan Omar, who does nothing but denigrate and disparage and rip apart our nation. Is it any wonder Trump finally said enough? Now, obviously, this corrupt system in Minneapolis is in absolute panic. Minneapolis soy boy Mayor Jacob Fry held a press conference warning the Somali community, and even did it speaking in Somalian, that federal agents were coming for them. And their ultra-woke, pathetic police chief said that they would do everything in their power to thwart those agents from arresting, detaining, and deporting much of their Somali community. But Border Czar Tom Homan ain't having any of it.
Look, I'll say the same thing I said to other chiefs of police in Sanctuary City. Shame on you. I mean, your number one responsibility is the safety and security of your communities. And ICE is targeting criminals. Criminals. So for you not to partner with ICE to make your community safer is shameful. You ought to put his badge in the desk drawer and walk away because he stopped being a cop, become a politician. If a true law enforcement official would work with ICE, okay, look, I don't want to be an immigration officer. I'll leave that to you guys. But when we have an illegal alien public safety threat in the community, I want to be shoulder to shoulder with you. I want to help you make my community safer because the chief of police, that's my number one responsibility. If he wants to watch, stand aside, do it. But if you cross that line, Pam Bondi and her U.S. attorneys are waiting to prosecute anybody that impedes law enforcement, ICE law enforcement, Border Patrol law enforcement in doing their job. Zero tolerance. For impeding ICE in their operations.
When all is said and done, this isn't about Somalis. It's about a deeper question. Are you allowed to demand that your borders be enforced and your tax dollars not stolen without being smeared as a racist, xenophobic bigot? President Trump is answering that question with decisive action, speaking on our behalf for sure. ICE raids focused on people already under deportation orders, backed by a DHS secretary promising to crack down on visa fraud and recover stolen funds. The left is answering with fear-mongering, police non-cooperation, and endless virtue signaling lectures about hate while they quietly presided over one of the biggest fraud disasters in modern history with your tax dollars being the ultimate victim. But those days, they're coming to an end. Those mayors, those politicians who think they can stand in the way of the MAGA Express are about to learn the hard way that the people, the citizens of this nation, have officially had enough. And we are taking back our country. And we will not take a refusal for an answer. So what do you guys think? Should we be seeing these feckless mayor and police chief in handcuffs? Let me know in the comment section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. Before you go, gang, if you want to be part of a community where faith, family, and freedom come alive, check out the Courageous Patriot Club. I love for you to see what this community is all about. You can watch a free preview of Turley Walks, one of my exclusive weekly series. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.